Good evening, ladies and gents. Stephen here, Digital Commando, and welcome to another episode of the Digital Commando Show. We've got a really special treat for you tonight, so I'll tell you about that in just a second. My apologies, we're about 5 minutes late, a couple of technical issues on our side, but all sorted now. So please let us know in the comments to make sure you can hear us and see us okay. That would be fantastic. So my guest for you today is Scott Johnson, and he is from Veteran Owned UK. So absolutely on topic for this week. And for transparency, most of the guests that are on the show this week have come from the Veteran Owned UK network. So it's definitely worked. It definitely worked. So we're really excited to have him on the show. So without further ado, let's bring him in. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm all right, mate. How are you keeping?
Very good, thank you. It's been a while since we've seen each other face-to-face. I suppose everybody could say that really at the minute, couldn't they? But no, I think last time we saw each other was in London at a Facebook for veterans event.
Yeah, that's it. The Boost for Facebook Armed Forces event in June last year, so nearly 12 months ago.
I think it was. And it was a lovely event. I think I had to shoot off straight after, but yeah, I know some of the guys stuck around and some really great insights on Facebook. I think that was the day they actually signed the Armed Forces Covenant, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. That was them signing the Armed Forces Covenant, and then the Boost event that was specific or just for the Armed Forces community then. So it was, excellent day.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Well, for those that don't know you, then do you want to do a quick introduction and just tell people, because we've not got just military on here, there's also civilians, what is Veteran Owned UK?
Yeah, so I'm Scott Johnson, and I'm the founder of Veteran Owned UK. So Veteran Owned UK is the UK's largest online business directory for the public to find businesses owned by serving members of the armed forces, veterans, or spouses of either of those backgrounds. So think of it as Checkatrade or Yale.com, but for businesses solely owned by those from the military community. So it's basically an online platform. You can go in, search for whatever product or service you're looking for, or search by area if you just want to find anything that you can support in your area, and it'll come up with a list of people from those areas or selling those products or services. So it's just over 1,100 businesses listed now, been going just short of 3 years. So it'll be three on July the 21st this year. So it's going well. It's going well.
That's really exciting stuff. Year three, and I might be wrong, I'm not sure I'm allowed to say this, a little birdie said you might be expanding to somewhere else.
Yeah, so your birdie is correct. So we've just started up Veteran Owned US. So I've done that in partnership with some guys I know over in the US. Mm-hmm. And that's with the Mentors for Military podcast guys. So Mentors for Military Group is a media agency, training, podcast, and now they've started Veteran Owned US. So basically what we're planning to do with that is those guys are going to take what we've done in the UK in terms of the support over to the US and help veteran-owned businesses over there, because there's a lot more. There's about 2.5 million over in the US, and there's around 190 to 200,000 in the UK. So they're roughly about 8-9 times the size of us in terms of demographic. But the part of the aim of why I've partnered up with those guys to do that is that we can try and bridge the Atlantic and get trade going internationally as well, because a lot of people these days are selling products that can ship really easy. You know, there's lots of good courier companies out there, and you can pretty much put a package anywhere in the world within 48-72 hours now if you wanted to. So products such as t-shirts, coffee, mugs, military kit, whatever it might be, there's no reason why you need to just sell within the UK market. You can expand that and go international with it as well, and that's part of what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. I think it's an absolutely fantastic idea, and it was one of the reasons that we did, it's one of the reasons that we do this show twice a day. So our morning show is very much UK focused. We get fantastic UK engagement at 11 a.m. and then we do it at 8 p.m., which is obviously 3 p.m. on like New York, Miami side, midday over in California. So we get loads, probably some of the people that are watching now probably in America. So people, jump in the comments, tell us where you are. So yeah, it's absolutely great to have you on. And I think what you're doing to bridge that gap is so pivotal, especially with everything that's going on right now, not just the coronavirus, but more like the last Brexit conversation. So we won't start talking about that. But yeah, so I think it's a great time for people to start doing it. I know as the Academy, we sell into the US, into the Middle East and everything. So yeah, there's so much opportunity for there to people. So I think having that kind of network that can talk to each other is absolutely brilliant. So really excited to see that. I'll keep an eye on that one. So Scott, today we're going to go on to a couple of marketing related kind of topics. For anybody who watched the show earlier on, we're covering the similar topics, but very different angle. So first thing I'm going to talk about is focus and strategy for businesses currently within the lockdown experience, which makes it sound quite cool, right? It's a lockdown experience, like a day that we'd normally pay for, but it's lasted longer than a day. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to go for like strategy and focus that you're currently using for your business or that you're seeing other businesses use that you think works really well. So Scott, over to you.
So I guess if you're a business these days, in the last month and the way the world has changed in the last month, you're going to fall into one or two categories. So either you're unable to trade and therefore your business has been put on ice, or unfortunately we are seeing businesses go under as well. Or hopefully you're in the other category then, which is businesses that are still open. And I guess for me at the minute, if you're in that category that is still open, then your mindset should be around A, letting people know that you are still open, but B, trying to take the opportunity to expand into the market, because there's great opportunities out there now with the competition potentially waning away. And if you are still running, you're still able to run, then try and push into that market. So the veteran-owned UK website is actually seeing about a 40% increase in traffic coming through the website at the minute now. Because we've changed our focus and our outward message in terms of our social media content and what we're pushing out to highlight businesses that are still open. Because I think a lot of the public perception out there is that everybody's shut, you know, and the kind of early days of the press was coming from the government daily briefings were saying that essential businesses only should be open. And eventually that rolled over into businesses, if you need to be able to trade, then you can stay open. But the public took a lot of that away in saying that they thought it was essential businesses only. So if you are still open, your main message really needs to be telling the public that you are open, you are trading, you are available to sell whatever product or whatever service you do. So we've swapped our message, as I said, over to pushing that angle and saying that, you know, there are veteran-owned businesses still open, still trading. We've been doing regular posts on our Facebook page where we get the guys to actually list underneath in the comments a link to their social media or their website or whatever it may be. So the guys who are coming in and seeing our posts are able to go and find them straight off the back of that Facebook page. We've got regular content going out across all three platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, saying that there are businesses open. Go and check our website and try and find businesses that you can support and make a difference, because that's what it comes down to these days now. Because of the difficulties, every single person, every single viewer that comes through either your website or your social media is a potential customer, and you need to be trying tapping into them, because every sale that you make is, you know, going towards paying the bills or putting food on the table in some instances, because you're paying your wage coming out of that business. So I'm trying to encourage the public out there to, rather than use a faceless high street corporation, to try and use small businesses, and in particular the veteran owned and spousal owned community in those businesses.
Awesome, Scott. Yeah, I totally agree. That 40% increase is incredible. That's amazing. So, yeah, definitely working with the size of the content you're putting out and things like that. Still open. This is so key to people. And I think it's one of those messages that lots of people are missing at the minute. They're forgetting to tell people they're still open. And you're absolutely right. I think lots of us are just making the assumption that, oh, I can't work with that business. They're probably closed. We've got, for anybody that goes to the Sigma Digital Facebook page, I'm pretty sure it is a Sigma Digital one, we've got like a massive banner. Our Facebook banner is, we are still open, business as usual. put something like that on your Facebook page. Just remind people you're there, and they can get in touch with you. I think things like that, just communication and telling people you're still readily available for them, and they will buy off you. Now, people haven't got money. That's a double negative, but people are still spending money. So don't get fall into the kind of hole of, oh, it's not a good time to market my business because no one's spending money. It's certainly not the case. Looking at the trends online, we're seeing online buying and online purchasing increasing significantly because people still need to buy stuff. So, yeah, I think I totally agree with you, Scott. Continue to push that message out there. And if you are in the veteran community as a business owner or a spouse or family, jump onto Veteran Owned UK. Seriously, guys, when I must have joined you about, when was it? A year ago.
I think it was probably just over a year ago, maybe 16 months.
So it would have been about that. And literally within the first few days of me joining, I had people calling me up and getting in touch with me. And it's great. Veterans like to work with veterans. So by getting your business on the platform, it's a great way to kind of network, get yourself known. And we like to work together. People like to work with people that they like. And we do struggle as veterans. Cities don't understand us. It's good to work with other people that we kind of get on with. So let's go on to the kind of next topic. And we'll go for what content to create and why. So we've kind of touched upon this very briefly. But have you got anything? So the actual content that you're physically creating, have you got any advice for anything? Anybody that the content that works? Are you using video, imagery, certain kind of messaging? What's kind of working for you at the minute?
I think in terms of the content, the content is the same content that I've been using for the last 2.5, nearly 3 years now. And that doesn't really change for us. I think what you need to look at in terms of your content now is how people are consuming that, because that has changed with, you know, lots of people being at home now, and they're not doing their daily commute, so they're not sitting on the train and looking through their phone, but they're sitting in the house and maybe taking a break from working from home on a laptop, so they're consuming the content via a laptop screen as opposed to a phone screen. So there's a lot of good data out there in terms of when is good times, peak times, and that's changed now to around 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. In terms of when the best slot for people absorbing content, whereas previously it used to be kind of on the commute before work, on the commute home from work. But that's changed now because people aren't doing that commute, and they have their cup of tea in the morning, they break, and then they're flicking over to Facebook or whatever it might be. So there's lots of good data out there. You can get it from within Facebook itself. It'll tell you when's, particularly if you've got a group, you can look at the insights and when people are commenting, posting, and active, engaged within your group, and it'll tell you the times and the days that the best to put your content out. So, you know, use that information, and you can put the best message out there. If nobody's seeing it, then it's not going to reach your audience. So you need to be targeting when you're going to put your content out, what times, what days are best to do that. In terms of your message, it depends on what the business is, you know, and different content works for different people. And some people like videos, some people like written text. But you need to find what works for you in terms of your engagement, where you get the likes and comments, because that's your feedback mechanism, if you like. So initially, the likes are just vanity. It's my kids on Google Home. Sorry. So, you know, likes are vanity, and they're not a measure of doing anything, essentially. But it'll give you a little bit of feedback as to when your message is being received and what type of message is coming across. So make sure that you're targeting the right people. Be mindful that the different platforms work well with different types of content as well. Instagram, very visual, you know, get good pictures on there and then put your word in the text underneath. Twitter may work on different things. I find I get a lot of good traction, good driving traffic to the website from Twitter. And you can put the website link in there, and it won't get suppressed by the algorithm like it does on other platforms. And then Facebook is good for engagement and getting conversations going and interacting with people. So use the different platforms in different ways. Find out what works for you in terms of the content within each of those platforms, and then find out when's the best time to put it out. And then you've got your social media strategy then to start driving you forward.
Absolutely. I think this is one thing, again, that people forget, and this is never, no one's ever brought this up before, but it's so correct, which is laptop versus desktop usage. Sorry, mobile versus desktop or computer usage at the minute. No one's brought this up, but March was one of the first months in years that desktop usage overtook mobile usage again, because everyone's in front of a laptop, they're at home. Yeah. So for people that are using Facebook ads, like, you know me, I love Facebook ads. So if you're using Facebook ads, make sure that if you are doing mobile targeting, which is something we've always done, to switch it off and target both at the minute. Because what you might find is, number one, it's a little bit cheaper. And two, you'll get great results because people are in front of it. So definitely be doing that. User-generated content, this is a great one. And I know it's something that you guys use, veteran-owned, which is, you've got a great network of people, collaborate. Obviously, Scott's got the advantage of over 1,100 businesses on the platform, so never going to be short of content. Well, we need some content. Let's talk about one of the businesses on the platform. Could be anyone. That's really good. But collaboration, this is really good at the minute to get in touch with other businesses, maybe that you can kind of work with in a way, or can't, doesn't really matter. But get to know them, build a relationship. It's just basic networking. They know what you do. They can refer you to friends. But also what they'll do is they'll share your content. You can share theirs, and do a bit of collaboration that way. So it's really, really powerful at the minute. But Scott, thanks very much for those points. I think there's some really good stuff there that people can implement almost straight away. So top social media tips for success. What have you got? Three top tips for social media. What are your big go-tos?
I think first one, figure out your strategy. Like I just said, you know, who's your audience? Where do they hang out? And how are you going to target them effectively? Otherwise, you're just putting out, you know, scattergun effect posts. Secondly, then, is work out what type of content you want to use. So like we just discussed again, is it going to be an image? Is it going to be a large content of text? Is it going to be a video? And then use those to your strengths depending on who you want to target again. And I guess the third one is relevant to where we are now. And you touched on it earlier, Stefan, in terms of how you are marketing at the minute. And if you are open, and particularly if you're selling a product that ships, if whatever you were spending on marketing previously, you want to put that figure up now, because people, like you said, people are at home, people are buying, they can't get out to the shops. My kids constantly are on Amazon and online platforms because they haven't been out of the house in 6 weeks to go to the toy shop or whatever it might be. And they've just got that urge and that desire to buy something, you know, and they want to spend their pocket money. And adults are exactly the same. You don't get that fix of going and buying things, and people are looking to spend money online. And when you tie that in particular with the veteran community supporting veterans, and the wider community supporting veterans because of the military values that are instilled in us, and part of that positive message that we keep posting about as well as to why the public should come and use a veteran business, you've got a pretty good opportunity to push into new markets and gain new customers. So if you can afford it and you've got a marketing strategy, put your spend up, because you're going to increase your sales. And once you come out the back end of all this and the market switches back on again, then those people are new customers within your business then. And then it's easier to turn an existing customer into a repeat customer than it is to find new customers. So you can just keep driving those sales, repeat sales then, and you've just got a wider spread of market share then. So spend in marketing if you're in the position to do it. You won't regret it.
Absolutely. I think this is something that I talk about, the new normal, on the show quite a lot. People are probably sick of it, so don't switch off because I'm talking about a new normal again. But the new normal is people that weren't used to buying online are now used to buying online. Now, I think personally, and it's not great for the retail market, but I feel that once we come out of lockdown, everyone's going to rush to the shops because we've got something to do. Great. But everyone who's now not bought online before, that now have used things like Amazon, which are incredible, have now gone, right, okay, I'm going to run to the shops. I'm going to buy some stuff because I want to socialize with my mates. But it'll get a bit tedious after a while and be like, do you know what? That Amazon thing was actually a lot easier than going to the shop, and they will return to online because we're human beings and we like the path of least resistance. So we will naturally revert back to online. So anybody who wasn't an online purchaser before will now become one, because we all are now. So this is something to really be wary of. This is why I would get your marketing spend in now. Facebook, Google are giving away a ridiculous amount of money for Facebook and Google advertising. Now, I would say get in before they release that. Put your own money in now, because what you don't want to do is maybe apply for that, get it or don't get it from Facebook and Google. But you'll be competing against loads of people that are spending money that they haven't actually had to use. So I would get in now, where people are going, oh, we might be waiting out for the money from Facebook to do the advertising. Well, great. You've got no competition now. Get in there now and just crack on with it. And then actually I might hold off a little bit when everybody gets all the funding from Facebook and Google, because then I'm competing against people that have got free money. So that would be a big tip for that one. Scott, have you got another tip for everyone?
I guess platform variation is one we talk about regularly within the networking group and the collaborative working group. So people generally stick to the three main platforms in terms of trying to sell something, whether it be a product or a service, or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. But LinkedIn is a very good platform for business. You know, it's the professional social media, as opposed to the social media or domestic social media, whichever way you want to phrase it up. So if you're not on LinkedIn, you need to do that tomorrow morning. Get onto LinkedIn, create an account, create a profile, and start connecting with people. If you're within a network, something like Veteran-Owned UK, for example, 1,100 businesses on there. There's 1,500 people within the networking group, because there's people who haven't started a business and want some support during that part of the journey as well. And just put a post up. This is my LinkedIn post. Guys, come and connect with me. Start building up your connections, because a lot of business and selling is putting your content in front of people. And once your content's in front of people, people want to understand what you as a business is about. And the old saying is that people buy from people. So to be able to connect with particularly business to business, but you can do business to consumer on LinkedIn as well, to be able to have a conversation with people, which LinkedIn is probably the best platform out there. You can search somebody down by job title, by role, by background, whatever you want to do, using a search functionality, and you can just send them a message. And the difference between LinkedIn and a lot of the other social media platforms, a lot of companies and senior management in companies will farm out their Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to social media managers, and they'll pin them a fee and they'll run that account on a monthly basis. 99% of people retain their own LinkedIn profiles, because it's your professional image and you don't want to entrust that to somebody who isn't you, because that message won't come across as being you and it'll be deemed to be fake or whatever it is, you know. So people retain their own LinkedIn profiles. I've reached out on LinkedIn. So Vodafone, for example, is one of our founding key partners. And I messaged the CEO of Vodafone directly on LinkedIn and said, this is what we're doing as a website and a platform. Would you guys like to get involved and support us? Yeah, brilliant idea. This is the lady you need to speak to, the communications director. 3 months later, they're up on our platform as one of our corporate sponsors, a founding key partner. You know, you've got that power within LinkedIn to just reach out to somebody. Richard Branson, for example, runs his own social media account, his own LinkedIn account. Lots of really good entrepreneurs on there. Stephen Bartlett, Julian Herner of Huel. You know, some really good guys on there who are putting out great content. And genuinely, if you message them, we'll take 10 minutes, half hour, an hour out of their time and have a conversation with you face to face. You know, and there's no other platform, social media platform, where you can have a conversation with people who, you know, are running businesses. Julian Hearn, for example, turned over 40 million this year in his third year. So, you know, phenomenal growth companies. Gary Vaynerchuk is the king of content on social media, loves LinkedIn, and is on there messaging people back during his threads. You know, you just can't get that reach anywhere else. The algorithms, I think, are a little bit better as well on LinkedIn in terms of your organic reach. You know, and it's all about engagement. Get on there, read people's posts, give it a like, comment on it as well, because that's the golden ticket, if you like, for the LinkedIn algorithm. And you'll just start pushing into other people's feeds, and then your message will start coming across in their feed. And just regularly put out, you know, gentle content. It is the professional side, so don't go in with a hard sell straight off the bat. But just put out there, this is the solution that my business offers. Don't go telling people, right, you need to buy this off me because of X, Y, Z. Just tell people, you know, this is what the problem that we solve. This is what we're all about. This is me as an individual. And people will just start coming across and having a conversation with you, as I suggested. And, you know, you can just take it from there and start building that business working relationship then. And, you know, as many people have said, and I said it in London last year, Steph, and your network is your net worth. And the bigger and stronger and more diverse you can build your network, the more opportunity of coming across somebody's screen who wants exactly what you are selling is.
Mm-hmm. And it's exactly that. It's not what you know, it's who you know. I've learned that over many years, that if you've got a really good network of people, you've got the support, you've got the advice, all of that helps you grow a successful business. And outside that as well, it's just good to have really great friends in that sense. But yeah, I totally mirror exactly what you said with LinkedIn. If anybody isn't on LinkedIn, and you take away one thing from this video today, it will be to either sit down straight after the video or first thing in the morning, create a LinkedIn account. LinkedIn is most definitely the second highest of the big platforms at the minute for organic reach. So if you're struggling with marketing budgets, then yeah, boom, get on LinkedIn, start connecting with people. Social media is social. Like Scott said, engage with people. Don't just put your post out there and expect everyone to start commenting and liking you. It doesn't happen. You need to engage with their content first, and then you'll get it back. Pay it forward and then get it back. Show people you can help them by actually helping them trick. I mention this a lot. Great comment from Frank Kern. Best way to do that is if you are on LinkedIn now and you've got any automation set up, whether that's as soon as someone connects, it pings them a message, or scheduled post, switch them off. Now, number one, if anybody sends me an automated message within 2 minutes of connecting, I will delete you and block you, because it does my head in. Hi, Stefan. Great to meet you. Thanks for becoming part of my network. Buy my shit. Like, no, you're gone. See ya. The best posts I ever see when people connect with you on LinkedIn is someone coming along and saying, hi, Stefan, great to connect with you. I've just seen a great video that Gary V's just released on a particular piece of content. I thought that might be of value for you. I hope you don't mind me messaging you. Let me know what you think. I thought it was great. Something like that, something engaging. All they're doing is adding value for me. They're just trying to help me out. They're not trying to sell anything. But what will happen is I'll go and watch the video and I'll go, do you know what? That was really good. And it was really nice of them to share it. I'm going to respond and I'm going to get into a bit of a conversation. Thanks very much. And I'll probably say to them, tell me a bit more about what you do, because we're reciprocal creatures, humans. So once someone gives us something, our natural reaction is to give something back. It's the whole premise of why salespeople carry pens, and they go, would you like a pen? Because once you accept it, you feel like you want to give them something back. So do that. We are reciprocal creatures. So 100%. Scott, we've got a couple of questions that have just come in. So let's fly through a few of them. First one from Shaquille is, are you providing any business mentoring to the veteran community?
So Veteran-Owned UK is based on a peer-to-peer support structure, if you like. So the veteran community, we've got such a a wide diversity of business experience, from everything from day one, week one, literally, I've just come up with an idea. How do I turn this into a business? What would that business look like? Should I be a sole trader? Should I be a limited company? Should I be a CIC? Should I be a charity? Whatever it is. Or people don't even know what those things are. So everything's based around the experience within that group. Experience, knowledge, years and years and years worth of experience with some guys. I can name four companies turning over 20 million a year plus within veteran-owned UK networking group. So we've got this huge range of experience, and people are willing to help each other. So we are more of a peer-to-peer support group. If you want business mentoring, then I can't recommend highly enough Heropreneurs as a charity run by a guy called Peter Mountford, who does amazing work. They've got a whole host of business mentors who are all extremely knowledgeable, experienced business people working in London, you know, setting up huge companies, growing them, exiting, massive talent. And these guys and ladies all give their time for free to mentor the armed forces community. So you can go on the Heropreneurs website, just shove it in Google, Heropreneurs, and it'll take you through to their website. There's an online application there. Fill it in, send the details over to them, and they've got an amazing mentoring program, and those guys will do right by you. That's the key thing to it, is not being taken advantage of like some people out there are trying to do these days.
No, they're absolutely fantastic group. They do obviously the Heropreneur Awards as well. For anybody that's seen them, the marketing on that is absolutely fantastic. Don't know who does it, but it's not me, but someone very good. So yeah, absolutely recommend them. They are doing fantastic stuff. Let's go on to another question we've got from Sarah Gibson. Have you found that there's any particular type of content that people interact with more? Interesting question. So,
From our point of view, the most interactive posts are the ones where we get the businesses to put their businesses in the comments. So the interaction is twofold in that. So obviously the first one, I'm encouraging people to come and put a link to their business, whether it be the social media or the website. So there's that part of the interaction and engagement. But you also get then other people saying, who look through that list and say, oh, I've been looking for that. Can you tell me a little bit more? Or where are you supplying to? Whatever it might be, and asking questions. So it drives these little sub-conversations within the thread. So, and that's the key to them, is the actual businesses who put their content in there, or their links, are then getting seen by, we did one not last weekend, 2 weeks before, and I put a lot of spend behind it, and it reached about 84,000 impressions. So there's a huge number of people coming and looking through this post. And when they're looking through this post, the businesses in there are being seen. And like I said earlier, every set of eyes on your business at the minute is another potential new customer. You know, and it's literally these days coming down to individual, one customer at a time. You know, let's just concentrate on 0 to 1, as the book is, you know. So you got to get that first customer, then the next customer, and the next customer. Don't be looking these days, I need 1,000 customers by the end of the month. I need one by 9 a.m. I need one by 10 a.m., whatever it might be, and just break it down. But those posts are good for interaction for us. So again, it comes down to your business and your content type and who your market is in terms of what they'll be receptive to and what works best for them. So just figure that out in your social media strategy, and, you know, do test posts, kind of put the same message together with one with an image, one with a load of text on a colored background, one with a video saying it, and see which gets the best interaction. And then you can start using them and then fine tuning them. You know, once you've got the winner of those three, for instance, then start putting that one out at different times, and then where which one of those gets the better reactions, and then start doing them at different times on different at that time on different days, and you'll start fine tuning your content down to what works best for you, and then just run with it. you know, and you can even start putting spend behind it and do some trial ads and just put £5 on a couple of different ads, and then whichever gets the best one, and then just continue fine tuning it down, and then put your main spend on the finished article, so to speak. So yeah, what works for you, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Quality. That's literally what it's about, guys. Getting out content. Try different things and find out what's worked for your business. Every business is different. There's no clear-cut answer for this question. It's not put out videos. It's the best. It depends on your audience. So, yeah, questions, competitions, getting people to put in their businesses, depending if you're running groups, pages, individual profiles, it all changes. My big thing at the minute is live video. I think everybody should be doing live video because it's free and you can just do it. So get out there, and it puts across your personality. We talked about being kind of unique and an individual. People will buy from you if they know you. I have people message me even from just watching this show or from seeing me at events. And Scott, you'd have seen this before with yourself as well, where they see us so much online or at events talking. And there was, I think, actually one of the veteran-owned businesses today messaged me. And they say it's almost like, I know you. I feel like I know you because we've really got your personality and it's very transparent and real. And that's just nice to hear. I really like that. I think that's good because we're not trying to fake it up or be something that we're not. Just try and be as transparent as possible. And people will really resonate with that. Tell them the good, the bad, and the ugly. People really like that as well. Do things data-driven. Now, I preach this all day long. Everybody who knows me, we're data-driven marketers. So it's not a case of put posts out and kind of see which ones get the most likes necessarily. Look at what's actually coming from that. Look at your analytics. Love analytics. Learn to love analytics. And find out. You can go into the back of the Facebook Insights platform and find out exactly when your users are most online. Try doing your posts at those times, on those days. And that'll work really well. If you, like Scott said, absolutely spot on. Create different kinds of content, but use live video if you can. If you don't like live video, but worried about making a mistake, record it. You don't need any funky equipment. Just a phone would be fine. And record it. If you don't like the first video, don't post it. Do another one, post that one. Don't be worried about going onto video. And don't worry about that one person that won't like you, because for every one that won't, you'll have 10 or 100 more that do. So that would be my big thing for the minute.
If you're not being trolled by lunchtime, you're not trying hard enough. So yeah. Don't think about a negative comment. Generally, there's people out there that's all they live for. So don't take it personal at the end of the day. I think if you're running a business page, you've got to remember that it's business ultimately. And if somebody comes on and starts attacking you from whatever reason, press the mute button, press the block button, just move on. Forget about it. Do not take anything personally.
No, absolutely not. Totally agree. We've got another question coming from, what time are we on? We've got a couple of minutes. We've got another question coming from Dave Kitchen, who has been a guest on the show actually last Wednesday. What would you say to someone who finds LinkedIn boring and tedious? Well, Dave, I think you know what I'm going to say, but I can't say it on a live show. I'll get in trouble. Scott, what would you say to somebody who finds LinkedIn boring or tedious?
You're not doing it right. I think it's one of the most engaging platforms out there, you know. And if you're finding interacting and engagement and conversations with people boring and tedious, you're talking to the wrong people, for one, you know. So I think really have a look at what you want to achieve out of LinkedIn, and start connecting with more diverse people. So I'm a big believer in cognitive diversity, you know, having more minds, if you like, looking at anything in terms of problem solving. I use that in my professional life as well, but you know, in terms of just thought processes and how you see your business, or how people see your business, just ask people different things. And just LinkedIn can be fun as well. It isn't like the old days of where it was literally just, hi, this is my resume, or this is my CV, please you know, help me find a job type thing. There's lots of great people out there. Gary Vaynerchuk, go and follow Gary V on LinkedIn, and really take some inspiration away from how he treats social media and how that's acceptable. Steve Bartlett, Julian Hearn, the guys I mentioned earlier, they've all got really good feeds. coming out of their LinkedIn profiles, and it doesn't have to be stuffy. It doesn't have to be, you know, I've read this article on quantum physics in the retail industry or whatever it is, and you're falling asleep reading it. It doesn't have to be like that. It can be fun. It can be interactive. It can be lives within LinkedIn, and just have a bit of fun with it. Connect with as many different people as you can from different backgrounds, different walks of life, and just get that diversity in your life. And as Stefan says, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know these days. And you never know who you connect with. Is great that you've got that first level connection, but it's, you know, level two and level three that's really interesting to you as well. And you don't know those people yet. They're not in your circles, hence why they're a second level and a third level. And those are the ones you need to start broadening out into. And don't be afraid to ask people to give you introductions to somebody you may want to connect with. If you find someone, click on their profile and it'll say you have X mutual connections, and just go to that person and say, look, can you do me a favor? I see you're connected to so-and-so. Would you mind doing me an introduction? And that's very receptive for somebody to say, you know, I know this person. I think you guys would be great. It's customer advocacy, if you like. It's, you know, somebody else is recommending you. So just have fun with it, and don't let it be boring and tedious, and come and connect with me. I like to think I'm not boring or tedious.
No, certainly not. And I think this is one of the things. It's LinkedIn doesn't have to be boring, Dave. All right, Dave. It doesn't have to be boring. You're doing it wrong. It's like that other thing that you do wrong that your missus keeps saying that's boring as well. Like, do it better. Improve, grow, practice. Getting onto LinkedIn, it is exactly what Scott said. It's as engaging as you want it to be, and you've got the opportunity to connect with very specific people, which is I find fantastic. Now, if you want to look at pictures of cats dressed as Hitler, fair enough. You're probably not going to find many of them on LinkedIn. But I suppose it depends on the mentality you've got at the moment. Like when I'm in LinkedIn mode, I'm in LinkedIn mode. When I'm on Twitter mode, I'm in Twitter mode. It kind of, you need to shift. We can't expect all the platforms to be the same. So I would say, yeah, just absolutely get stuck into LinkedIn. We haven't got probably time to answer the last question, which was what platforms for me in 2020. I put the Windows in so far. I lost that. Is that Buzz?
That's John Beamson. I know that.
Oh, is it?
I can recognize that that style of right there. And that's John Beamson. That is the Eagle.
Ah.
Platform for me in 2020. I put the Windows in so far. He's loving it. In fair play, he's smashing it as well, as per his reference to the second half of his sentence there. But that's John, that is 100%.
Everyone's going to love this one. So I did say LinkedIn's great for organic reach. Everybody know the number one platform for organic reach? TikTok. Woohoo! TikTok has got a place in business. If you're playing the long game, if you're selling fidget spinners and you want it to be over and done within 3 months, probably not. But I keep pushing TikTok. For those that haven't been on TikTok yet and kind of a military and going to go, what the hell are you on about TikTok? There is loads of army on TikTok. The rifles are on TikTok. The guards are on TikTok. Not going to lie, their videos are a bit crap, but they're making an effort. And actually, they've got huge engagement. They've got so much engagement. They've got so much of a following. So I would say start putting content. You don't have to do the silly videos. You don't have to dance like a girl and do all this sort of stuff. You can just go on there for podcasts and things like that and shows like this. It's absolutely brilliant. Just use it like a top of funnel. So kind of get out there and say, do a video in the morning. Hey, guys, so today I've got Scott Johnson from Veteran Owned UK on the show. I've only got 30 seconds, but if you want to see the full show, we're on at 8 p.m. Check out the YouTube channel. That's it. And leave it. Put a couple of hashtags in it, veterans, veteran owned, that sort of stuff, and people will find it. They'll get involved, and they'll just start to feed into your YouTube funnel. So I would say definitely use it for things like that. Don't worry if the people on there aren't your target market. Am I your target? I'm 32. I'm on it. Like, there's lots of other people on it. So I would say, yeah, it's a no-brainer. Highest organic reach, cheapest way to market yourself at the minute. And anybody who's 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 that might not be your customers at the minute, if TikTok's still around in 5 years, they're definitely, well, there's a good chance they probably will be your customers at that point because they're a bit older. Don't we all wish we could have got access to Facebook in 2004? Imagine how big we'd be now. If you knew about Google Ads in 2002, boom, we'd all be millionaires. So early adoption of the platform. Now, most people have missed that early adoption phase that I would call it. You're not going to get as much reach as you would have got if you were there 6 months ago or 6 months before that. But you're not going to have as much reach if you join it in 6 months from now. So get on that as well. Scott, have you got any final points to add on that?
No, sir. I think that there's your main guy for in the veteran business community, John Beamson on TikTok. He's been saying it, like you just said, for the last 6 months. You know, this platform is going to be big, and fair play to him. He's on it regularly, putting out content, and it's paying off for him, and he's reaping the rewards of it. You've got to adopt these new platforms when they come out, whether you like them or not, because you never know what's going to be the next Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Vero come out 12 months ago as a kind of platform similar to Instagram, you know. Mm. And instantly I went on there, registered the veteran-owned address, and they were giving the verification ticks out in the early days. You know, so you can often get some kind of benefit by being an early adopter. So, you know, anything new comes out, just get on there, register a name, and just play around with it and see what you can do. And if it does start to take off, you're a step ahead of the game. So early adopter.
Absolutely. Completely mirror that. Guys, just get on them. Big takeaways from today. Number one, get on LinkedIn. Number two, get yourself on TikTok and everything else. So I'm going to say what I say on every single show. If you got benefit from the show, which I'm absolutely guaranteed that everybody did, then please do tag someone in the comments that you feel could also benefit from it, or share the whole video on them so they can watch it on the replay, regardless of what you're watching on this. I know we've got extra YouTube followers today. So for everybody watching on YouTube, thank you so much for the YouTube today. And if you can subscribe to the channel, that'd be wicked, because we need 7 more subscribers so that we can have a personalized YouTube channel. So please do that. So that's what I'm going to market today. Scott, just to remind people that may have joined late, can you just remind everybody what you do, and tell them a bit about Veteran Owned UK and how they can get involved?
Yeah, so Veteran Owned UK, UK's largest online business directory for the public to find a business owned by a serving member of the armed forces, a veteran, or a spouse of either of those backgrounds. So think of it like Yellow Pages or yellow.com, Check a Trade. You can go on there, you can search by keyword and by location and or location, and just find what you need coming from the military community. So remember those, it's not a feel sorry for me type gesture to do that. It's using a business that's got military principles ingrained in it: integrity, attention to detail, desire to serve, willingness to see a task through, all those good things that come from being in the services or being part of the military community is why you want to use those businesses. I guarantee you, I'll put my mortgage on it, you'll get a better service than Joe Blogs and on the high street, the faceless corporation. So use small businesses, use veteran-owned businesses.
Awesome. Thank you, Scott. And once again, thank you so much for giving up your time today to share your knowledge and expertise with obviously the veteran-owned community and the wider community. We've got civvies in here as well, which is fine. You can stay. That's great. But no, honestly, we really appreciate it. For everybody that's tuning in today, it is great. We're really grateful to have fantastic guests on from the veteran-owned community, including Scott and the wider audience. We've really been lucky. We're well over 300,000 views in the last month. I couldn't be happier. So I'm really, really grateful for everyone's got involved. We are back tomorrow at 11 a.m. We've got another superb guest. And this one's going to be not from the veteran-owned community, but he is a big, big, big star. Recently, he has interviewed Gary Vaynerchuk. He's interviewed Grant Cardone, as well as loads and loads and loads of other big stars. So he's joining us tomorrow at 11 a.m. And I used to work for him. So that's how we got him on the show. So we can get him on the show tomorrow. And we're back at 8 p.m. with some more veteran-owned businesses, talking about Web Wednesday and some tips for you, anybody joining or building a website at the minute, or trying to drive traffic to it. So that's what we're back with tomorrow for everybody. Guys, keep your questions coming in. So if you're watching this on the replay, feel free to ping them in. I'll tag Scott in them. If you've got time, he can reply to those. And yeah, connect with us. Jump online, jump onto it. Everyone can now add Scott on LinkedIn, because he's just told you it's fine. So get Scott some notifications, start banging them through as well. But that's it for today. So thanks again for everyone for joining. Scott, once again, thank you very much for being a guest, and we'll see you all tomorrow at 11 a.m. Peace out.